Hey, baddies, it's Trey and Jay here.
Hi.
With noticeably missing Alan, and you know, we share our lives with you and everything with you. We really never hide anything from you, and we thought it was only right to share with you that we had a loss in our baddie family. Alan's brother died in a really tragic accident. And, you know, we just wanted to share our love and our prayers with Alan and his family and everybody that loved his brother, Corey. Man, it's hard. There's no words for this when something like this happens.
Yeah, it's devastating. I feel awful for the family.
I mean,
not only a sibling, it's like you should never bury your child. And I'm heartbroken for his mother. I can't imagine what his parents are going through, what him and his brother are going through. It's just really horrible. So all the support that you can give, sending out love and prayers and just well wishes to Alan and his family, please do so. It means a lot coming from us to just, you know, show support for him right now. And let's let him take all the time that he needs and his family. And so if we're sending out short episodes or, you know, doing something that is not up to normal standards, it's because Alan, who pretty much carries us on his back for this show, is, you know, preoccupied right now. So just like, let's give him the time to heal. And I don't know, there's really no healing from losing anybody that close to you, but you know, we're sending all of our love and to him and his family.
Yeah. And Alan is just Alan. And his first thought when this went down was to, you know, worry about Tracy and I in the show. And
yeah, like he was like, something's happening and I don't know what to do tomorrow. We were like, it's not about us at all.
Yeah. It's like,
this is about you guys.
Yeah.
We don't matter.
He's
in
so
this
amazing.
Scenario.
You know, he sends out immediately, like, he blasted out a work email to all his shows, all his podcasts. And I'm just like, Alan, geez, take care of yourself. But, you know, he's amazing at what he does.
Yeah,
he is. And he loves the show and he loves you guys. And I saw he went right on Patreon and sent a message to the baddies. And that's just Alan in a nutshell. He's just so caring. And now it's time for us to care for him. So Alan, we love you. To the whole Waters family, we love you. And we're going to follow this up with a grief episode for sure, because I know Alan and I know he's not going to want to talk about it. And I think it's important that we all, you know, we all deal with loss every day. And we've really, you know, we've touched on it a little bit, but maybe we should dedicate a full episode and get some professionals on here that can guide us what to do when something tragic like this happens in our lives.
Sorry, I'm getting emotional, but and how to navigate a tremendous loss and how to take care of ourselves emotionally and mentally and honestly physically, because this can all take a toll on your body. You know, we wanted to make this load a little lighter for Alan, because our dear Alan is always there for others and he just doesn't accept help. So we are going to force him to take our love and our help. And we've put together a meal train for Alan. And the thought there is that, hey, if it's one less thing for him to think about, because I know him, he's already back working. That's why you're hearing the show today. You know, if we can make things a little easier for him by sending him a nice meal and letting him know we're thinking about him, then, you know, we've done our job, baddies. So if you want to send Alan a meal, or on the same page, we have a donation and we'd like to send his family a little something from the baddies, you can go to Meal Train. The link will be in our show notes on this podcast. And you can also go on our social media and, you know, or message me or message Tracy and we can give you the link. But thank you. And thank you to everyone who's already participated and donated. We are overwhelmed by your generosity. You know, someone on Facebook messaged me and they were like, of course we have your back. Like, we're a family. We're a dysfunctional family, but we're a family. And that's a really good description of what it's like to be part of this baddie community. And we love you, and we love you, Alan. Again, we love you, Alan, and all your baddies are here for you. You have a huge baddie family, and we love you.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Guess what?
What?
Tessie said her first word.
That was the best video I've ever seen. Because I was expecting like her to be playing with Beetle or something. And then it was like words. And I was like, what? What?
Let me see if I have a video of it. Jesus.
You sent it to me. It'll be in our text.
She's so funny. She's such a little personality. So in her nursery, there's a shelf of books, like a bookshelf. Mm-hmm. And in the morning, she stands in her crib and she literally points in her thing that she sleeps in. She looks like a starfish. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's like her head is a little top.
Yeah. Yeah. And she points her little starfish hands and goes, book. And so I'm like, looking at my mom, like, did this bitch just say book? And she's like, book. And then I pick her up and we go in front of the bookshelf and she's like, book. And she's just like so happy and mesmerized. And I like Dennis is like, I cannot believe my child said book. I haven't read a book since the fifth grade.
Oh, yeah. You and Danny are the last people who should have kids who said book as their first word.
I mean,
it should have been cheese or food. I mean, her monthly pictures are her with fast food of all kinds.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Book. I mean, we were like shocked over this.
It's amazing.
And now it's so funny because, you know, she does babble. I don't consider like the babbles the first words because I don't think she connects. Like she connected what the fuck the book was.
Yeah, for like, sure.
And even though now she definitely like if I say where's Dada, she'll point to Denny. You know, where's Mama, she'll point to me. But like all those sounds were just sounds. So mm-hmm. I don't consider that first words. But now she's playing around the house and she's like, da 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 book. Mom.
Da 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 book.
Yeah, she just throws it in there. Da 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 da
baby work. Look at this
da,
girl.
Da,
get
da,
that
da,
bitch
da,
in
book.
A club.
Da, 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 book.
I love it.
So it's just like a bunch of just like, you know, just getting out whatever she has. But now she's slipping book in there. And I'm like, no, sweetie, not a book. And now we walk around the house and she's like, book? I'm like, nope, that's a cat. Book? Nope, that's a dog. Like,
Skylar's was ball.
Ball.
Jaden was hot.
Hot.
That was mine also.
Hot. Whoa.
Because my mom would always cook. So every time my mom, I would try to touch it. Hot. And I was always cooking with them. So that was Jada.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
That's really cute. Yeah, she says, so now we're at book. So she's renamed Beetlejuice. He's now Bobo.
Bobo's cutest thing I've ever
Which heard. Is now, it's so funny because now, you know, my dad's screaming at Bobo. We're all screaming Bobo at him.
Sounds like the clown.
He's like 8 years old. His name's not Bobo. He's got no clue what's going
on. He was like, hold on. You had this kid come in, take my place as the only child. And now she's renaming me, call me a fucking clown.
Fucking Bobo the dog.
He's like, I'm done with this shit.
Like, I always tell people, because this is what happens. People get engaged, and what do they want to do right away? Let's get a puppy.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Yeah, no. If you're going to have the kid, have the kid first. Bring the puppy in later, because it's first so not all, fair to the dog. The dogs get neglected. There's no way around it.
The most iconic gift you could give a child is a dog. And if you always wanted one anyway, you can act like you did it for the kid.
Yes. Mom hack. That's such a mom hack. Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like Cecily, like I, even though I love their friendship and it really is a beautiful thing, but like, she's never going to be excited for a dog. Like she had a dog. Like me, my first dog when I was 12, it was like,
I begged for, better. you know, when I got a dog, when I got engaged, my mom wouldn't let me have a dog my whole life. We have a dog, please, Mom. Look how cute. And she's like, we're not getting a dog ever. We're not having a pet in this house.
Well, I think that's what happens. A lot of people, they're like, oh, I'm an adult now. Yeah. What am I going to do?
First thing, I'm getting a dog. That's right. Then you know what you realize very quickly? Wow, they can't stay home overnight by themselves. And you have no fucking life. No life.
I tell everyone that. I'm like, we go out to a party and we're looking at our watches because freaking Bobo is home alone. Like,
we got to
so
get him
annoying.
Home so we could take him out.
Yeah, we got to take
him
out.
Bro, what?
Although,
put a fucking wee-wee pad down, leave.
It does get to a point. So there is a fine line of like from when like we were partying and we had to go home to like now where it's like we have an excuse to go home.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear that.
So now it's like, oh shit, you know, Bobo's been home for 7 hours. Like, he's going to pee in my new house.
I'm going to remember that when you tell me this and you use it as a reason to leave me.
Edit this out, Alan.
Yeah, okay.
Can't have anyone listen.
Too late.
So she says Bobo, book. I don't know why it's all like book.
Cute.
What language that is.
It's really cute.
She does dada, mama. But now it's been like a month without mama. Did that ever happen to you where they just lose a word?
Yeah. And Skylar said mama first, and then she never said it again.
Never said it. Yeah.
I was like, bro, I'm the only one here.
She looks me dead in the eyes, and I go, mama. And then she starts going, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, ah! Yep. She's insane.
Yeah.
And now my mom swears that she's taught her duck. And Vicky texts me yesterday, and she's like, she now knows clock. And I'm like, what is she?
Vicky's her mother-in-law for people who don't know.
And I'm like, come on, guys. I think you're all full of shit.
What did Vicky say?
She's like, oh, I taught her clock today. And I'm
clock.
Like,
clock. So advanced.
She also knows the difference between noon and midnight. Like,
yeah.
Did I send you the video of her chewing? PM.
No.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay, just really quick, let me show you this. So I'm feeding her real foods, mm-hmm. and obviously I'm paranoid as fuck. So I'm trying to teach her. We're all trying to teach her to chew, which is just, it's just trying to get her to like learn the motion of chewing. Mm-hmm. But now, so she got really good at it. But now when I give her purees, even she looks at me and goes. And chews. And
oh,
now also
chews.
No, she thinks she's, but she doesn't understand. Also, too, she'll eat her food and then look at me dead in the eyes and go, and I'm like, no, you already ate the food. You don't need to chew anymore. The chewing is for the food.
So cute.
If you see this, you're going to die. I'll post this on Bad Examples. She's such a little goofball. I can't believe she's 10 months old. I mean,
so cute.
What is happening?
It goes so fast, right?
After she swallows it.
Wait,
the good part's coming.
So cute.
She knows she's a goofball. She knows she's funny.
So funny.
She's like, this is stupid. So sometimes, even now, like in her crib, she'll just look at me and go, and I'm like, that's true. You don't need to do that now. Like, it's amazing. You know, they're little sponges. And I said to Denny the other day, I'm like, we need to be.
Hey, B.
Shut up, Bobo. We need to be very careful because I'm not even realizing at 10 months how much she's
been
understanding.
Absorbing since she was like 3 months when she was able to see you. She took everything.
Mom's like, Jess, she understands. Like when you talk, she gets what you're fucking saying. So in her room now, when she wakes up in the morning, we go, where's your books? Points to the books. We go, where's Bobo? She points to Bobo. I go, where's Gina, her giraffe? She points to fucking Gina.
Like the 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah.
What's your name, Gina?
It's actually Gina.
That's exactly it. Exactly. You gotta have real fucked up issues to name your giraffe in your baby's room Gina.
And I say, where's Gina? And she goes to it. And I go, be nice to Gina, pet Gina. And she goes over to Gina and she's nice to the giraffe. Yeah. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, like who knew she understood me? So now I'm like super ultra careful of like what we're saying and stuff. Because who knew she's a little sponge, but motherhood has just been wow. What a journey. I'm so much happier here at 10 months than
the
I was.
Baby
at
shit. Let me tell you
it's
something.
It's not for
I've
me,
I've said
man.
This a million times with every baby I've had. I said it. Everyone's like, they'll hold them. This is my favorite age. And I'm like, really? I fucking hated it. I couldn't stand the newborn thing. I want them telling me what they want. I don't want to be force feeding them food that they don't want. When they're tired, I want them to tell me they're tired.
Yeah, guessing.
It gets so much easier when they get bigger.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is? I feel my heart breaks when the dog is sick because he can't tell me what's going on. And it's literally 24/7 with the baby.
Newborn,
are you tired? Are you hungry? Did you shoot yourself? Like, tell me something, kid. Mm-hmm. What's happening? You know, and I really the more I look back on those first few months, because they are like a fucking blur to me.
Yep.
I think for me personally, I know it's different for everybody, but the lifestyle change was so extreme.
Yeah, the up every 2 hours, I'm not here for it. And that's why people are like, oh my God, if you met a guy, would you have a baby with him? And I'm like, I will never do this
again. I think it's the opposite. I think it's hard. I think if you met a guy and you were really happy, I think the baby sometimes comes in and like fucks it up because you're 100%. Down each other's throat. Me and Denny have never fought like that. Like we fought at 4 o'clock in the morning when I'm like, you rock her to sleep. And he's like, you rock her to sleep.
No,
like
no.
None of us, our rocking was working. Like, mm-hmm. And you're exhausted and you're tired and...
Nope.
You know, it's just it was a wild experience. And I think if I had another one, I think the fact I'm more prepared and I know what to expect, I think I'd have an easier go of it. I think because I really blocked out how hard it was going to be. And I was like, I got this shit. Like,
honestly, it's easier as they get older because you could just start telling them like whatever you want to tell them.
Yeah.
Like the best thing ever is like if you don't eat your dinner, like your stomach's going to growl through the night. You're going to wake up and you're going to like anything. If you don't take baths, like you...
Tell me you use that.
What?
do you say your stomach's gonna growl?
If you don't eat your dinner, you'll have nightmares because it's gonna wake you up because you'll be so hungry you'll have nightmares.
Do you tell them that?
Yeah, all of them. Eat your dinner because if you don't eat your dinner, you'll have nightmares.
Mom lies.
Mom lies.
It's mom lies.
Some of my favorites are necessity. Like, if you don't put your seatbelt on, the police are going to come take you. That was the best one. Because then, oh my God, every time we drive past the cop, oh my God. I said, you have your seatbelt on. Relax. Oh, okay. Fear of cops. I put the fear of God in these kids. I'm like, put your seatbelt on. Because like Jaden would take off her seatbelt. And Julian,
I remember that. I remember driving, yeah. Like being on the phone with you and you being like,
Jaden,
put your seatbelt back on when she was little.
And Julian did it because he didn't like the straps by his neck. So mm-hmm. he would leave the buckle. Obviously, he's all like the 5-point buckle. He would push the chest strap all the way down to the bottom, ooh. Take his arms off and just leave his arms out. And I didn't always realize it because I'm focused on the road.
Driving.
I turn around and I'm like, where's his seatbelt? And even though he has it on, it's not on him properly. And I'm like, how do I get... I tried all these things, these pieces to keep it on. He figured out a way out of it.
Smart.
And they just don't like them. But I would always yell. But as they get older and they understand, I'm like, they're going to take you away.
Yeah.
Or like when you tell them, I mean, this isn't a lie. This is real. But like, when you're in stores and you're like, don't leave my side because someone's going to kidnap you and they're going to take you and I'll never see you ever again. And like, you put the fear of God in these kids.
I'm having this problem with Cess with the car because she's now at the stage where she's crawling, you know, pulling herself up.
Yeah.
She's so active. She doesn't want to be seated.
No.
Imagine you're just like, you're free, baby. You're free. And she's crawling, climbing. And then it's like we sit her in the car seat and now you're trapped.
She hates it.
Is that what it is? That's why kids
Julian
don't like
used
it.
To scream in the car. He hated it. And then... he was obviously deaf, so like I turned him around a little bit earlier than I should have.
Yeah.
Because he didn't understand the concept that if he looked at me in the mirror, he couldn't hear me talk to him or sing to him. So it was like harder. But yeah, it was just it's all like a fucking learning experience. But the mom lies that I tell are just amazing. I mean,
I get it because she is 10 months old and I already want to. I'm already doing it.
Yeah.
I'm already doing it.
Yeah.
I don't even know if she understands it. But I feel like these mom lies, they're like weird little white lies and they're really
they're survival
to protect.
Lies.
Yeah, they're to keep the baby safe. They're to keep your child safe because, you know, it's for a good cause. Like, it's just part of motherhood, bribery and white lies. It's just what you do. Right?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, we full blown get so much consent to lie about Santa and the tooth fairy
and the elf on the damn
and
shelf.
The elf on the shelf and the Santa cam that doesn't fucking work. It's not a camera, but Jaden swears it's a camera to the point where my kids sometimes lie about stupid things like, oh, she hit me first or he hit me. And I'm like, we'll just go check the cameras. Well, what do you mean? What cameras? I said, oh, I installed cameras in the house. You didn't know? So I always ask them, tell me the truth or I'm going to go check the cameras. Okay, fine. I did it. But they are so convinced that there's cameras in my house and in Gigi's house. Like, I always say, I'm like, I'm going to make Gigi check the camera. When she finds out you're lying, you're getting in a lot of trouble. No. Okay. I did it. I'm like, look how easy that is.
Wow.
Mom lies.
You better tell them this camera's here.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Like, I do feel like we do our best. You know, we really do our best, mm-hmm. but it's all done for a good cause. Right. Mm-hmm. But the thing is with these weird mom lies, because I think there's a generational difference between like some stuff that like we're telling our kids and maybe some stuff our parents told us.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about for you, but some things have stayed with me.
Yeah, I still won't eat after. I mean, I won't swim after I eat. I let it process. Why was that ever a thing?
So
I remember going to the town pool and all of the kids, we'd eat lunch and then we'd sit by the edge of the pool and kick our legs in the water like this.
Yeah.
Arms crossed, pissed the fuck off. And then my mom would be like, okay, it's been 30 minutes. You guys, yay! We all jump in splashing. Why didn't you just let us play?
What is
the
reasoning? Lies. I want to know the reasoning for
what
that.
What is the reason?
That's a popular one. I've heard that one too.
Why? I don't know.
Like another one that's like really common is like, oh, if you make that funny face, it's going to stay that way. You're not going to be able to change your face that. Mm-hmm. Like, why?
Let
her
make the funny face. The only thing I tell my kids is don't pull on your face. It'll give you wrinkles. True fact.
It's not a lie.
I'm just trying to help you.
I was at work and I'm showing a video of Cecily. Like, she does this thing where she like leans back and like, you know, looks around. And my friend was like, oh, yeah, my mom told me if I leaned back like that, I'd kill brain cells. And I was like, you know, that's not true, right? She's like,
really?
You know, and I'm like, these are mom lies.
Oh, like don't eat the watermelon seeds because you'll grow a watermelon in your belly.
Yeah.
Who's it
insane.
Hurting? Eat the seed. Who's it hurting? If you swallow your gum, it doesn't come out for 7 years.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I get it. We can't be collecting gum in our stomach. I get it. It doesn't break down.
Yeah, we're not supposed to be swallowing the
gum.
But
it doesn't. But 7 years long is not going to make it go away.
You know, it's funny because I used this technique as far back as when I was a counselor, a camp counselor for little kids.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, these kids, they don't listen to their parents. They listen to me. I'm 15. You know what I mean? So right outside the school, there was all this land that hadn't been developed yet. Uh-huh. And there was like these big metal gates. Uh-huh. So I used to tell the kids that Jurassic Park was behind the fence and that if they were bad, I was sending them to Jurassic Park.
Wow.
And I shit you not, years later, I saw one of these kids as a fucking like adult.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, that for the longest fucking time, I thought Jurassic Park was in New Milford, New Jersey. Like,
my uncle tells my the girls that all the time. Every time they fight, I'm going to put you in the closet with the monster. And they're like, nope. And they stop immediately.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. It's survival. It's survival of the fittest out here.
They don't fucking listen, these kids. They don't listen to you. No. So the only way to make them understand something so severe, mm-hmm. like don't run away, someone will just kidnap you, I'll never see you again. They need to know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what happens is like we use the little white lies for something terrifying like that. And then once we see it works, we're like, Can we use this shit to make her eat her peas? Yeah. I guess so.
It's so weird because everyone's always like, oh my God, how do you get your kids to eat greens? I'm like, my kids beg for broccoli, beg for string beans, corn. All they eat is fresh fruits vegetables. It's crazy.
I'm interested to hear other people's mom lies because I just think some of them are so funny.
I feel like we should rate them.
So dramatic. I feel like we should rate those.
So you read them and then on a scale of 1 to 10 with commentary, we rate them.
Okay.
And then give whoever has the best one, we'll give a shout out. I'll write it down.
I think really what the takeaway is here is that some of these really, they're little white lies, but some of them really do stay with you for life.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is hilarious. You know, I don't know. And I still don't know why a lot of these things we keep saying why the watermelon seeds, why. But I'm curious if anyone else had this experience as we read these. But my grandfather didn't want us to put the fan on in our rooms. He would always tell us, like, the fan will fall on you if you put it on. And, like, you know, I'm a hot bitch. I wanted the fan on. And, like, even as an adult, I'm like, oh, the fan's going to fall on you, like, if you put the fan on.
Well, that's what happens if you're programmed to think something for a certain amount of years.
All right. Oh, okay. So mom lies. Here are some mom lies. That there was an alligator in the wall that ate the food that went into the garbage disposal. So I guess they didn't want them going into the garbage disposal, like with their hands, you know, like cut their fingers. So, oh, there's an alligator in there. Like, don't fuck with it.
That's what your hand would look like if you did. Like, so it's not far-fetched.
It's actually a good mom lie.
Pretty good.
Mom lie level?
I would say 7.
Mom lie level
hardcore 7. Yeah.
If I roll my eyes, they'll get stuck in the back of my head. Why is that a thing?
Because they don't like our attitude. Roll your eyes again at me. They're going to get stuck like that. I'd be like, slow roll.
Why are the cameras not set up? Tracy's face was unbelievable.
That's a classic. I'd say 9. Solid 9.
Eating uncooked chocolate chip cookies will give you worms. Ew.
I think that's true.
Yeah, like eating...
It's salmonella. Salmonella. I'm pretty sure that's not a mom line. That's accurate. CDC shit. FDA. I'm going to give it a 10 for facts.
This poor girl's like, my mom lied to me about salmonella.
And we're like, no, that's why people make cookie dough without the egg now that you can actually eat.
If you wash your hair when you got your period, the blood will rush to your brain and turn you crazy.
That's the two. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. Why wouldn't you want your kid washing their hair?
Especially when you have your period. Go take a hot one, girl.
Ew. A 2. That's creepy.
All right. I make my son pinky promise and tell him if he lies, it's going to fall off.
Oh, that's a great one.
It's a good one.
And then he will not. I would say 9.
Look, your watermelon one. If you swallow watermelon seeds, a watermelon will grow inside your stomach.
Mm-hmm. 7 as a classic.
Chipped toenail polish means you have a dirty coochie. No, your mom did not tell you that.
Told you you have a dirty coochie? Don't think so.
I think you misread the
first. Also, I got a few chipped toes right here, and we know that ain't true, so.
Mom lies.
Dirty mom coochie. Mom lies. Dirty coochie.
Come on, girl.
Dirty. Phil.
What kind of mom do you have?
I'm going to go 1 on that one.
Hello, daughter. I see your toenails are chipped.
You must not have washed your vagina lately.
What the fuck? If I smoked weed, I would die because I have asthma. Also, like, not that far from
I'm going to go. That was a pretty... The fact that she's telling you that at an age where you can smoke weed and you're still believing it, I'm going to go 10.
10.
10. 10 out of 10. Great lie.
If I eat the crust on my bread, my hair would turn curly. Huh?
But wouldn't she want you to eat 4?
If I eat the crust on my bread, my hair would turn curly. I know everything you do. I have eyes in the back of my head.
10, 10, 10. That's the best one ever. It's a
classic.
I literally do.
Instant classic.
It's having everyone watch you at all times. That's the best one I've ever
heard. You used it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And don't you feel like as a mom, you kind of do have that superpower?
We do.
Like,
also,
you know what's going on.
As a mom, you have help. It takes a village, air quotes. Mm-hmm. People are always watching you. So you do have eyes in the back of your head. Plus, also, I'll figure out anything. Because anything you think you did, I did it already.
It's
so
true.
Good luck.
It's true. You have snitches everywhere. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. If you're not quiet, the cake won't rise.
Why she gotta be quiet for? She's excited for cake. 3.
Told my son McDonald's burnt down.
Oh, great. I love that.
Next week we went there and there was a sign that said closed store fire.
Wow. This woman's a witch. Anything she says, I'm okay with.
Wow.
I don't want her putting me on fire.
Could you imagine? Mom, can we go to Mickey D's? Yeah, no, it burned down.
And then driving by and you're like, I say that all the time. Oh, it's closed. They don't have them here.
You do?
Jaden always wants from 7-Eleven. She wants these stupid eggs. That it's like chocolate egg where they have like a toy inside of the chocolate egg.
Oh my God.
And she's like, can you give me the chocolate egg? No, you don't fucking eat chocolate. Sure, Jay, I'll look. Oh, they didn't have it. Sorry.
Out of stock.
Or can we go to Sonic? Oh no, they're closed right now. Oh, okay.
How and they the believe
fuck
you.
They, yeah, how the fuck are you supposed to know?
Oh my God, they believe you. Let's see. Your period looks like blood, but it's not real blood, so don't get scared.
No, it's real blood. My 4 and 5 year old knows what a period is.
Oh my God.
Tell your kids the truth.
Imagine
about
when you're 20 and you
functions.
Find out that it is real blood.
Oh my God, it's real? Huh? Thought it was food coloring.
Oh my goodness. All right.
That's a 2 out of 10. 2 for weirdness.
To stop me from stealing the car, she told me I wasn't on the car insurance and therefore was not allowed to drive the car and I would lose my license. Turns out that's not how car insurance works at all. Wait, isn't that how car insurance
works? Pretty sure that's how car insurance works. It's not you'll lose your license, but they get fined and I think your insurance goes up. So regardless, you're getting punished, penalized somehow.
Girl, some of these mom lies are mom.
They're truths. Mom truths.
My mom was a liar because she didn't want me to steal the car with no insurance. No, girl,
that's
pretty
sure how that works. Yeah.
This is a great one. Rate this one. If you tell the truth, you won't get in trouble.
Oh, my favorite trap of all time. I promise I won't get mad if you just tell me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this one. Why the fuck you did? That's, oh my God. Always. I use that on boyfriends too. I promise if you tell me, if you're upfront and you're honest with me, I won't get mad. I've used that a million times with men. And idiots
That's
fall
a great
for
one.
It. Oh, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
I feel like the cops use that one too. It's like, you got a little weed?
Yeah,
I don't care, son. Just show me.
Not a big deal. Oh,
open
show
up
me.
The trunk full of drugs.
Search
you're
and
going
rescue.
To jail.
Yep.
Call the dog.
Reasonable cause.
All right. Can't turn the light on in the car at night. The cops will pull you over. I still believe that.
No, the one my mom told me was when I put the light on, she said she can't see when she's driving. I can't put, you can't put the light on because I can't see. You for sure can see. You actually can see better.
I believe this one. They can't turn the, I believe that. I think I was told that the cops will pull you over. Can they?
Maybe.
Should we call Denny?
Yeah.
Hey, Denny, I have a question. If somebody is driving in their car and their light's on, do you pull them over?
No. For what?
Okay, thanks.
I don't know. My mom always said, if you put the lights on in your car when you're driving, a cop will pull you over. So it's a mom lie.
Yeah, it's because mom didn't want you putting the lights on because it was distracting her from driving.
Got it.
All right. Bye.
Officer confirmed. That's a mom lie.
Big news. All right. If you don't poop, it'll come out of your mouth.
That's fucking nasty.
I didn't
nasty.
Like to poop when I was young. That doesn't help. No, I would be petrified. I don't want to come out of my butt, my mouth, my ears, wherever.
That's fucking disgusting.
That's horrible. Wow.
That's a one. That's horrible.
If you don't poop, it'll come
mouth
out of your mouth.
Shit? No, thank you.
She told me my toys are broken instead of replacing the batteries. You definitely
always. Oh, guess
that.
It's broken. I don't know. I used to do that when they were little. Now I tell them, I just don't have batteries and they get over it. But when they were little, I used to be like, oh, it must be broken.
I like this one, Trey. My friend's mom used to say the car won't drive without everyone's seatbelts on.
Oh, that one. That's a 10 out of 10 rule. That's amazing. My mom, I don't know if she used to say that or when I'd gotten to my friend's car, their moms would say it. But it was always, I can't drive unless everyone's seatbelts are on. When they hear them click, that's when the car works. Like, that's when the ignition will go on. Like, I believed it. I was like, oh, wow. This is a smart car.
smart car
in 1995.
She told me beer was cow piss, and to this day, I'm still not over it.
It tastes like that.
Yeah.
Beer tastes like cow piss.
I could see the, like, how you could connect the two and not want to do it
anymore.
I'm going
to say 9 out of 10.
She would take me to an orphanage when I was being naughty. Have you ever used that one?
No, I've said things I'm not proud of, but I've called the hospital in front of them and asked if they take returns. They said no, final sale. But driving them to the orphanage is scary as fuck. I'm going to go 10 out of 10. Okay.
She used to take my, imagine driving by the orphanage. Kids are standing at the gates,
like,
crying,
begging for
banging on the gates, shaking. Will you be my mommy?
Oh my God. And you're like, horrible.
I could be you, motherfucker.
Keep it up.
Oh, look, another one. Turning the interior light in the car is illegal while driving. Legit said it the other day. Mm-hmm. It's confirmed.
It is not.
It's a mom lie. My brother would pout his lip out, and my mom told him a bird would shit on him if he didn't stop it.
That's disgusting. Anything with shit, I'm rating a 5. Anything with shit. Disgusting.
What is the, like, if you pout your lip, a bird will shit on it? The kid's never making, like, a selfie face ever. Let's see. If we lie, our tongue would turn black.
That's a great one. Or, like, that it'll fall off. Yep. I mean, the number one is the Pinocchio rule, is that your nose will grow, but you all have to be on board for that, because we all have to pretend that it looks like it's growing. It's like, it's almost like an effort mom lie.
It's a family, like, lie, a affair family,
uh-huh, lie. Yeah, so I would say 10 out of 10 for that.
Oh, I heard this one. It costs 10 cents every time we turn the lights on and off. I feel like our generation, we don't care about lights. Their lights are always fucking on.
I sleep with lights on because I live by myself and it scares me to be in pitch black dark. So.
But our parents, no. Were your parents
I also sleep with one TV
nuts
on
about the lights?
Because I always hear things. Yeah. Also the air conditioning. Yo. We can't turn on the air conditioning. Bridge, I'm sweating.
My mother with the air conditioning.
Or the heat.
It's
put a sweatshirt on. Take something off.
Yeah. The air conditioning, it's like, it doesn't matter if it's 105 degrees out. It has to hit a certain day of the summer, and then it's allowed to go on.
Yeah, but like,
the day before could be a bajillion degrees, and it's still not okay. And then, like, June 5th, air conditioning.
Everything's fine. No, my Uncle Nicky's like this. He always wants it 72 in the house. And when my aunt, she puts it down to, like, 69 or 68, he's like, it's entirely too low. Too low. Horrible. And we're like, Nick, it's fucking hot in here.
Put a sweatshirt on if you're cold. That's my thing. Yeah. I rather walk around my house in the air conditioning with the hoodie on.
My house is at 67 all the time.
Yeah, beautiful.
All the time.
It's a dream.
Wear a sweatshirt.
I have
put on a blankie.
PTSD from growing up and, like, it being so hot in my house, I would sleep on the hammock outside just to get some fucking air because my parents, no, my mom
also,
was so weird with air conditioning.
And bedrooms are upstairs.
Oh
and
my
heat
God,
rises,
horrible.
And
Third floor. I need
to be sweaty. I mean, I don't like to be sweaty when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, me neither.
I won't sleep.
Total, like, and then I also think, like, who you marry, it's very important that you're on the same lane.
Needs to be a discussion before you say yes to a ring.
Absolutely. You should know.
Air on, window open, fan on, middle of the winter.
If it's a hot day in February, you know, we got global warming. He'll put the air conditioning on for me. He knows not to fuck with me.
Oh, no. I don't sleep hot.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, when I was fucking pregnant, this house, I was freezing. And I had the air conditioning guy come to make it colder. And the guy was like, it's an Xbox. Like, we're good.
LOL.
But yeah, so that's, the turn the lights off, 10 cents. Danny just texted me, common misconception.
Oh, so there you go. You know why? Because so many moms have lied.
Have lied.
That it's now a common misconception.
Yes.
Among cops.
Oh my God. The mom lies have taken a life of its own.
It has gone. It has snowballed into a catastrophe of lies.
It's like
to the point
people
where we
think
have
it's
cops
a law.
Believing it. That's horrible.
Moms have made it a law. No lights on in the car. The rain was people in heaven peeing.
That's disgusting.
Why?
Two.
If you wave at police, they will arrest you. Oh my God, that's horrible.
This is why people hate cops for other reasons. But this is why, like, me included, we use cops to scare kids.
You know, Denny was at, like, a traffic light the other day, and he saw somebody he thought was, like, waving him down. He's like, I thought this guy, like, needed help. Mm-hmm. He's like, and I ran the light and I rushed over to, like, help him. And he goes, I got closer. He was giving me the finger.
Oh, I have a question about that. Because he's a cop and he ran a red light. Yeah. If a cop pulled him over and he's like, oh, I thought I was, you know, I was helping somebody. With, they're like, oh, no problem. Have a great day.
Or no,
like,
no. He was
ran a red light.
No, no. He was in his police car.
Oh.
No, no. He was on the job.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying.
Even funnier. Hold on.
That's what I'm saying. He thought he was helping somebody. The guy was giving him his finger. He was like, thought he was waving him down, like, help me, help me. And he's waving the finger at him.
That's iconic. I thought he was in regular.
You know, Denny was just like, oh, man.
Yeah,
like,
Denny is not a super trooper, you guys. He's just literally, I'll do the bare minimum, get you home safe, and then that's it.
You know, like, an image of, like, a kid, like, kicking a pebble, like, like that's Denny when, like, someone, like, he thought he was going to help, gives him the finger.
That's
like,
hysterical. Denny's like, I'm not the reason that you're giving the finger out. Denny's the most unproblematic cop there ever was. He doesn't pull people over for any reasons if it's not severe.
Oh my god, if you eat your crust on bread, your hair will be curly.
That's their cousin. There's no way two people said that. I've never heard that
a
in my life.
A third one, if you eat your bread crust, you will get curly hair.
Okay, where is this out of Texas?
Alan, well, can you Google it while I read the next one?
Curly hair and crust.
Curly hair and crust.
Okay, first of all, I spelled crust wrong.
And what do you have, like, porn on your thing?
No, it came up cyst.
Ooh, worse.
Ew. Ew, David. Okay. There is no medical evidence to support the myth eating bread crust will make your hair grow curly. The crust of the bread has no bearing upon one's genetic makeup. Although the origin of the myth of eating crust can curl hair is unknown, it is thought to have emerged in the early 300 years. Oh, at least 300 years ago in Europe.
So why? Why are we hating on the curly hair?
Also,
folk?
Yeah, I like my curly hair.
Yeah, your hair is curly right now.
So, bro, fuck y'all.
Curls and crust.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
What's wrong with that?
Damn, mom lies started back in ancient Greece,
years
in ancient
ago
Europe.
I read it in 300 AD. Yeah, but that's not what it says, but that's how I read it.
Mom lies started in fucking AD. Look at that.
There is absolutely no scientific evidence to support the idea of eating bread will turn your hair curly. Yeah. But I've never heard that in my life.
Wow.
My mom has curly hair, though, so she could have never used that as something.
Yeah. All right. Can't turn the lights on while driving or we'll get a ticket. This is unbelievable.
I can't believe the wave that it started.
If I crossed my eyes, there'd be an earthquake. We're in California. And I'd get stuck.
Wow. If you cross your eyes, they'll get stuck like that is,
do you say
is a classic.
Do the kids cross their eyes?
No.
What is that? I don't get what does
no,
that mean?
I think as babies, they all used to do it as newborns. And I would just like reset their eyes, like put my hands over it, reset it. And then they'd open their eyes again.
Yeah.
But, like, it always freaked me out when they did that. But that was just when they were newborns. They don't do it now.
Wow. Have you ever talked about mommy magic?
Which is
mommy magic allows mom to hear everything the kids say.
No, because it doesn't hold water.
Doesn't hold water. Yeah, you can't. You gotta back
everything.
Up your
you
lie.
You have to have a relevant mom lie, like the cameras.
Yeah,
I'll check the cameras. Scares the shit out of any kid because you pull it up and you're like, "Here's you doing what you said you didn't do." The fact that you can hear everything, or like I have eyes in the back of my head, some of it's far fetched.
A lady had dark spots all over her skin, and my mom said that was for not using lotion. It, girl, it is SPF.
Also, I'm a big. Those commercials where the woman is like talking through a fucking thing. And then I never smoked again. Yeah. Those things.
That was really good.
I record them and then replay them back and say, you ever smoke, you're going to end up like this woman and you're going to have a hole in your throat. I scare the shit out of them. I made Skylar cry one time because she was like, why is she talking like that? Is she okay? She felt so bad for the lady. And I was like, if you smoke ever, this is what's going to happen.
Wow. Fear.
I'll never smoke again in my life.
I can't wait for your kids to go on a podcast page one day.
And
write
also,
all
nobody
these
can see
up
me, but
down.
I made a hole of a circle with my hand and put it against my neck as if you guys could see me.
She committed to the role.
I committed.
She truly.
I knew the assignment. I understood it.
All right. The amount of entries I have here are concerning.
The most we've ever had.
Ever. So let's take a quick commercial break. And when we get back, more mom lies.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Tina.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Obsessed with the Best.
We met in a spin class in New York City.
Right after my Brazilian wax.
Oof.
And we've been friends ever since. We've worked as actresses, singers, models, makeup artists, and producers.
Depending on the week, we're doing something totally different. And because of our jobs, we have to try everything. Products, trends, you name it.
And then we give you the real deal over drinks.
We promise to only talk about the best of the best. The things we're absolutely obsessed with.
And we cover it all because we know that a book and a documentary can add just as much value to your life as a jade roller and a cocktail.
Welcome to Obsessed with the Best with Alex and Tina. Don't forget to like, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Obsessed with the Best Pod.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Baddies, you know what time it is. It's Best Fiends. We love Best Fiends on the show. And with Best Fiends, you're always solving fun puzzles. And if you like that, then Best Fiends is for you. There's way more variety and way more strategy than you'll ever get from smashing candy round after round. Seriously, with Best Fiends, you know, the fun never ends. There's always something new to look forward to. And you know what's crazy? I have a group chat on Instagram, and the group chat's name is called Best Fiends. And it's baddies that messaged me, and they're like, you guys have me playing Best Fiends all the time. And they send us their scores, and obviously they crush me and Tracy, even though Tracy thinks she's better than me. Yeah, so keep playing Best Fiends. You could download the 5-star rated puzzle game for free today on the App Store or on Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Yo, seriously though, shout out to La Dolce Vita. It's just incredible. I can't believe we have a Best Fiends group chat. Download the 5-star rated puzzle game for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
There are over 90,000 people missing at any time, and over 500,000 are reported missing every year. And that's just in the United States. I'm Mike Morford.
And I'm Jess Betancourt. And in our podcast, Missing Persons, we discuss cases of people who have gone missing under mysterious circumstances. And we're joined in each episode by guests who are either related to the missing person, investigating their disappearance, or advocating for answers in the case.
Missing Persons is available everywhere you listen to podcasts, and there are dozens of episodes to binge on right now. Subscribe today so you don't miss an episode.
Okay, we're back with the mom lies, and they're getting more disturbing. Mm. That you can eventually use up all your words if you talk too much. Please tell me you use this.
I have never, but
listen to this.
That's crazy.
Every person gets 1,000 words a month. If you reach the limit, you can't speak until the new month begins. If
holy
you don't
shit.
Steal that, copy that in your notes.
Oh, how about we only use 10% of our brain? Have you ever been told that?
Yeah, isn't that true?
I think that's a myth.
I think that's a mom lie?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like, you're smarter than that. Like, when they want you to do better, like, use more of your brain.
Use more of your brain.
Sitting too close to the TV will make you go blind. Is that a myth?
Yeah, that's a great mom lie. Yeah. That's 100% a mom lie.
I'd say that's a 10 out of 10. This is a lie that, okay, so I dealt with this recently with my daughter who wanted to shave her legs. That shaving, if we shave your legs, it's going to grow back thicker and darker.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a thing because you're predisposed to how your hair, it like the texture of your hair, but it will make it harder to maintain. That is a thing.
Whoa.
Like it doesn't grow back like waxing, like silky. Like when you do shave, you get a hard edge. So when it grows back, it's spiky.
Yeah.
That's true. It's not thicker and darker. If you're blonde, it's not going to come in brown.
Right. Yeah, darker.
Yeah,
darker.
Weird.
No. You can get pregnant by just kissing someone. That girl's still a virgin.
Oh, no. Yeah, that. Oh, I remember being like, oh, you can't. No touching. Otherwise, you'll get pregnant.
How about this one? If I swallowed my gum, it would get stuck in my knees and I wouldn't be able to walk. What the fuck?
Weird.
that if I had tattoos and wore red lipstick, people would think I was a hoe. Joke's on her. That's not a mom lie.
Oh, also, 10% of our brain is false. This is a motivational speaker's ploy that can be tracked back to the 1900s to encourage people to live up to their full potential. Studies of brain activity has provided no evidence that only 10% of the brain is used.
So. Whoa.
Also, false. The TV will not make you go blind.
Yeah, that's a huge mom lie.
Yeah.
That if I have sex, she's going to know because my hips are going to get wider. That's a big mom lie.
Wow.
Wow. Garlic will make your nails grow.
Cracking your knuckles causes arthritis or for them to break.
Yeah. Why do people, moms don't like that?
No, I don't like it. I've never cracked my knuckles. A 30-year study showed this is not the case. However, knuckle cracking can lessen one's grip strength.
It's not what my mom told me. I tell my kids that Chuck E. Cheese is only open for birthday parties. Not a terrible lie.
Wow.
That's a great lie. That's a hard phenomenal, 10.
Hard 10. Also, I have another one. If you go outside with wet hair on a cold day, you'll get sick. Not a fucking truth.
Is that what it says? That's fake news?
False. Colds are caused by viruses, which you can't get just from being outside in the cold. You may feel sick if you go outside all day in the cold or rain, like a runny nose, chills, or fatigue, but it's not the cause of a virus, which can actually make you sick. It's because of the experience and some symptoms that are related to being sick, but you're not sick.
Wow.
So moms just want you to wear a fucking hat. Wear the fucking hat.
Another check for illegal to have car lights inside the car. If I eat seeds from a watermelon, it will grow on my belly. If I don't wear socks, the man across the street will eat my toes off.
That's fucking disgusting. This girl and still terrifying.
Is scared of her neighbor.
I would never leave my house.
She still avoids her neighbor.
In the summer, never. That's a 4 for fear.
It's 90 degrees out. She's got socks up to her knees. She's running from her neighbor. Her neighbor's like, what's wrong with the weird kid with the socks?
Some of the weird kid across the street. I'm going to read you one and you tell me if it's true or false.
All right, go.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Always eat your breakfast.
True.
It is true. It says false on here because breakfast is only one of 3 most important meals. But at the same time, when you eat breakfast, it starts your metabolism.
Yeah.
So I know that it's brain food.
I know that from Weight Watchers.
Wow. Cool.
What else you got?
Waiting an hour to go eating before you swim can prevent cramping.
False.
False. A normal sized meal consumed before swimming does not cause cramping. It is possible to feel tired or fatigued like a food coma, but it's overreacting to say you need to avoid swimming.
Hit me with more. Ooh, this one.
Give me it.
I've definitely been told this. If you shower during a thunderstorm, you'll get electrocuted. I feel like there's some
but
truth to this.
That seems weird. Like, there is nothing more relaxing than being in a Google shower it. When
I think
it's
there's
thunder.
Some truth. I think there's some truth to the lightning. I definitely avoid the shower when there's a storm out.
Okay, hold on.
All right, I'm going to read some while you Google that since we are missing Alan so desperately today. Snakes and alligators underneath the restaurant table so I wouldn't go and play underneath as a kid. Terrifying.
It can be dangerous to take a shower or a bath during a thunderstorm. On average, 10 to 20% of people get struck by lightning while using bathroom faucets.
Bro.
Indoors?
I know. They knew
metal
this.
Metal plumbing
true.
And the water inside is an excellent conductor. Bro, let me tell you something.
Like, so it's a nice relaxing night to get electrocuted.
Yeah. At my shore house, we have 2 outdoor showers because, you know, from coming in from the beach. And when it's thunderstorming, I specifically go out there and shower because I'm like, I love watching the lightning and hearing the rain.
Not no more.
Bro, what? I'm literally might as well be holding a fucking metal pipe out there. How have I bro, I've avoided Final Destination.
Yeah. And you know what's sick? We have mom lies that grew into be like people truth. Think were truth. Now we have mom lies that like people think are mom lies, but no, they're actually true. Your mom's trying to help you.
Also, did your parents ever tell you not for any reason, but chocolate milk comes from brown cows?
No.
Is that when true? I was little, I thought that, but that? Not because my mom told me, just because I thought it was super fucking obvious, but it seemed so obvious. Brown cows, like there's white and black cows, and then there's brown and white, and I always thought that's where chocolate milk came
that's
from
fake.
When I was little, but it's fake, obviously.
How about this? Shaving your legs above the knee will give you cancer. I'm not even joking. My mom definitely was like a weird shave above. Even now, she's like, why are you shaving above your knee, Jesse? And I'm like, because I'm not fucking a weird... fucking creepy human being that has hairy thighs. What
that's
are you
so
saying
funny.
Mom,
oh my god, this one was my favorite. This one was my all-time favorite. Touching a frog or a toad will give you warts. I always
is
believed
that, true?
That no I always believed that.
Hmm.
Warts are caused by a virus in your body. You can't, yep. They don't spread like through touch. I mean, the most iconic one of all time is Santa's watching and he knows if you've been naughty or nice. Yeah. It's like the most iconic one.
And that one's not true? Okay.
Keeping your eyes open when you sneeze, they'll fall out. I think it's physically impossible to do so.
Whoa. If I don't wear my seatbelt, I'll go to jail alone and I can only eat bread and drink water.
I'm there for that. I love bread and water. The family pet is living a happy life on a farm upstate.
Oh,
he dead, honey. He dead. They flushed him.
Well, listen to this. During Easter, if you have sex, you get stuck that way. My whole Dominican family used to tell us this.
That sounds scary as fuck.
Is that a thing? Sex? Yeah, no sex during Easter.
Wow. Well, I should have known that for a very long time now.
We lived in Neptune, so there were always sirens, and my mom told me they were the bed police. Great one.
Moms tell you that you can't eat sugar before bed because it'll keep you up at night.
Yeah.
That's false. Scientists claim that there's no evidence to prove that sugar causes instant hyperactivity, but they do say that over time, like eating it in the morning, by the nighttime, you will be obviously more energized, but eating large amounts of sugar can cause ADHD related behavior, but not instantaneously. So if they have ice cream right before bed,
that was a mom lie. It's not a mom lie.
No,
it is
a
true
mom lie.
Yeah, it is a lot. It is
a mom lie. I thought it was true. I've always said I give my kids ice cream like in the middle of the day to avoid them having sugar at night, but also more because it's so much fat just sitting in their stomach. They don't have time to work it off.
See, like, what's the point of this mom lie? That there are people inside the traffic lights changing the colors.
I never understood how it happened, but there are some that when you pull up, it automatically changes. And it's like every time it's like the sensitivity of the ground or something.
Actually,
I'm like, but that's impossible to know.
When you think about it for 2 seconds, traffic lights might be the most unbelievable invention of all time.
How are they all going? All
going.
Working.
In town, from town, in city, in state to state, and they all kind of work and connect somehow.
I don't get it.
That is fucking crazy.
Higher power.
Yeah.
Higher power.
Yeah.
Because I don't get it.
Wow.
Carrots improve your vision.
That's true.
False.
No!
This belief is actually
BRB
just the result.
Throwing up every carrot every...
This result of the World War II propaganda when the British Air Force claimed a steady diet of carrots was the reason their pilots had excellent vision.
Wow.
It was actually due to the new use of radar.
Wow. That's crazy. It's a crazy fun fact. How about this? Barney was dead. She got tired of it being on TV. That is
fucked
up.
Severe.
You could have said he went on vacation. You didn't say Barney died. He's a dinosaur. Damn.
Wow. This is my favorite, and this is a 10 out of 10. Pruny fingers means it's time to get out of the bath. It's actually, and I know this for a fact, and this is a fun fact I learned from a Snapple fact like years ago.
When you drank two Snapples a day?
When I drank two Snapples a day, yeah. When your two fingers turn pruny, it doesn't mean two peach teas. It doesn't mean that... It doesn't mean...
How are you not the smartest person I know?
I am. I'm full of useless fucking facts. Useless fucking facts. So when your fingers turn pruny, it doesn't mean it's time to get out of the bath. It means that your body is now adapting to life underwater so you could grip.
No, it doesn't.
100%. Where is it?
No, it doesn't.
After you've been in the water for a certain amount of time, your fingers start to wrinkle because they're adapting to the environment and improving your ability to grip things while wet. I know that. You know how I know that? Peach Snapple.
I'm terrified.
Yeah, it's like you're turning into an amphibian. What's that show that we used to watch? Metamorphosis?
Yeah, that's exactly
what was that show that we used to watch? It was like right after Alex Mack, and it was when they used to change from like regular person to like creature.
I know what you're saying. I'm scared now. I don't like it.
Hold on. It was such a 90s moment.
I don't like fingers turning into swamp creatures. Damn. I can't believe that.
Show where kids turn or morph.
I wonder if my mom knows that's not true. I feel like she really stands by that one.
No, it's not.
I had to call her.
Anamorphs.
Anamorphs,
1998.
Trey, you were right there. You're like, what's that show? Amphibians, morphing, Anamorph. You were so close.
It was right after The Secret Life of Alex Mack.
Hold on.
I know that for a fact. That's true. You telling Joe?
I just want to know if she knows that the mom lie is a lie. I think she believes. Hey, mom, I have a quick question. You know when you take a bath, like, and you're in the bath too long, what happens to your fingers? What happens? What happens to them? Yeah, why is that?
She's so cute.
Yeah, but like, you always said it's because, like,
it's time to get out.
It's time to get out, right? Yeah, that's true, right?
This woman is a fucking icon.
Yeah, it's like when we go on vacation and we're in the pool for 8 hours, you know, it's fun, but you come out wrinkled.
So you know to get out. That's like your cue. You're like, oh, I'm wrinkly?
No, I still stay in.
Okay. We're talking about mom lies on the show.
Do you know what it really means?
Do you know what it really means? We Googled it.
No, what does it really mean?
It's your body adapting to life underwater so you can grip.
Oh.
So you're like becoming half human, half fish.
Yeah, anamorphs.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but like from since I was a baby, you'd be like, okay, time to get out. Like you're getting wrinkly. Like I still think that to this day that like that's what that means. It's like my sign.
Oh.
I feel like you believe it kind of too. I feel like you were told that mom lie as well.
I guess I just said, you know, time to get out because, I mean, if you've got that wrinkly in the bath, you've been in there a long time.
Yeah, that's true. My kids would take two hour baths.
I guess it was just my way of, you know, getting you out of the bath. Yeah,
mom lies.
Bath time.
Mom lies.
Mom lies. Did I tell you any more mom lies?
No, yeah. You got another one?
Well, I always think about Grandpa. Me and my cousins talk about this all the time, how you said the fan would come off if we put the fan on the ceiling. It would fly off and kill us.
I never told you that.
No, Grandpa Pete did.
Grandpa did?
Yeah.
Grandpa lies.
We're talking about some like really common ones. Like, you know, people think that if you put the lights on in your car that like the police are going to pull you over.
That's crazy.
You know that one.
Yeah.
Or well, like, what I can't else? See. I just found out that peeing on a jellyfish sting does not alleviate the pain. It says just because it happened on Friends, guys, doesn't make it true. Putting urine on any fresh water.
I didn't know that.
Right?
I thought that was true.
I did too. This is what I'll believe anything Joey Tribbiani tells me. Putting urine on any fresh water or jellyfish sting actually aggravates the jellyfish stingers to produce more venom. Well,
wow. I mean, obviously you guys heard the, you know, the one that if you masturbate, you'll go blind.
Yeah. Is it too early?
Is that what's happening with Tracy?
Yeah,
she's
acting a little crazy right now.
How's your eyesight been, Trey?
It's not great. I'm really overdue for glasses.
Mom, eating carrots makes my vision better. You always said that to me. Yes. Lies.
Lies.
Yes. It's a mom lie.
Is that really a lie?
Yeah, apparently from World War II.
You start to believe your own mom lies. That's what happens.
Well, I thought that carrots had, you know, vitamin.
I mean, I don't think they're not good for your eyes.
Vitamin
but
eyesight.
They're not increasing your. They just keep the strength up.
And mom sitting too close to the TV. Mom lie
does not make you blind.
Okay, but there's one that you're gonna call a mom lie, but I still believe.
Okay, go.
That if you shave, shave. Mm-hmm. The hair grows back thicker.
And what about, you don't want me to shave above my kneecap, right? Why well, there of all the spots?
Okay. I said, if you have very light, fine, you don't have a lot of hair above your knee on your thigh or your inner thigh, you shouldn't take it off because it grows back black. And that's true.
No, it's not.
We went to beauty school.
I am living proof of it.
I mean,
you're
definitely
a black wildebeest.
It grows back with like a hard edge as opposed to like a soft hair. It just doesn't change color.
But it definitely looks different. I'm sorry.
I get the texture.
It's the texture. The texture comes in differently from waxing and shaving.
Same thing like if you start tweezing around your lip or anytime you do anything like that, it just makes it worse.
She's gonna stick to that mom lie. She's gonna
just more obvious.
She's gonna
stick
to
it.
She owns that mom lie.
I am proof of it though.
They also say that if you see a gray hair and you rip it out, five more gray hairs come in that spot.
I don't believe that.
It doesn't. You're predisposed to how much gray you'll be and where you'll get it. Me and my mom get grays in the same exact spot.
Wow. Yeah, no, that one I don't believe. Let me see if I can think of any others.
All right, Mom, thanks. If you think of any more,
all
call
right,
me
guys,
back.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. This one. If the ice cream truck is playing music, it means they ran out of ice cream.
Wow. That's 10 out of 10. The most iconic lie of all time.
Using a tampon is losing your virginity. Dude, using a tampon is not losing your virginity. If you suck your thumb will fall off. Definitely heard that one. Eat your veggies so your hair will go curly.
Yo, everyone's hating on curly hair.
No, this girl wants the curly hair.
Okay, good.
So don't eat bread crust because you'll get curly. Eat veggies if you want to get curly. If girls whistle, they will grow a mustache. Holding in a sneeze will... Are you serious?
I can't whistle at all.
So I have whistle dysmorphia, and I think I'm a really great whistler.
Oh, I can't.
Dennis is like, ready?
Do it. That's a whistle.
Okay. I mean, he's like, that's not really great.
That's a fucking whistle, though. I can only blow air.
It's so weird. That's really sad. That's really sad.
My daughter can whistle, and she's like, I can whistle. And I'm like, well, I don't know where you got it from because I can't whistle.
It is weird. Like, how does one learn to whistle? It's something you can't, it's like indescribable.
I don't know. They've been working on snapping.
Yo, how about this mom lie, Trey? That my dad was a good dad.
Heavy on the LOL. Who wrote that? That woman deserves a fucking prize.
If I didn't dry my hair after some practice, it would get moldy mildew.
It does. You can grow, it's not mold or mildew, but you shouldn't fall asleep with your hair wet. You should dry it as much as you can because bacteria, but what I forget what it was.
How about this? If you make a gun with your fingers, real bullets will come out. This girl wrote, never did it after that. Every time you lie, there's a black line on your tongue. A lot of people are saying this about the tongue. The tongue is a cue. Eat your crust. It puts hair on your chest. I'm a female. If I go outside with wet hair, I'll get sick. If I go to bed with wet hair, I'll get sick. If I step on a cold tile, I'll get a cold sore.
I know the one. Don't step on a crack or you break your mother's back.
That's a mom lie?
That's a myth. When you're growing up,
you can't have anything sweet until after 11 a.m. almost 30. And this still haunts me. And it's a crying face.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. My mom always told me that if I write on myself, I'll get ringworm. My mom always told me I would get lead poisoning.
Yeah.
Always.
I've heard that, too. Yeah. Always.
Teachers.
Is that true or false?
I don't know. Damn. Honestly. Kissing gets you pregnant.
I could get arrested driving in a bikini top.
Men are not supposed to drive without shirts on, for sure.
Whoa.
Yeah, if you write on yourself, it'll seep into your skin and become poison. Yeah.
Oh, not a mom lie.
As a child, my favorite.
If you wear a bra at night, your boobs won't grow. Girl, I never wore a bra at night ever again.
Actually, I think it's actually better for you because it keeps them up propped.
Is that even true? Yeah, like, I don't even know any of this.
I don't know, but I feel like.
How about this mom lie? If you let a boy touch your or play with your boobs, they will hang. Imagine you're like an adult, you're in your 20s, some guy goes to grab a titty and you're smacking him away.
Oh my God. If I get a splinter in my finger, don't get it out. A tree will grow inside me.
Yeah, I'm reading the same thing about splinters.
Don't touch outlets. There's a little green man living in there who will shock you.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a really good one. I'm going to steal that one for the baby.
If I touched the TV screen, I'd get shocked. I believed that until I was 11.
If you swallow gum, it'll stay stuck for 7 years. I'm just wondering, what's with the seven? Like, why? Like,
seven is just a lucky
when you
number,
hit 8 years, good, you're gonna shit that gum out.
Yeah, here it comes. That and all your bad luck from breaking the mirror is gone. If you stand in front of the microwave, you'll get brain damage. Pretty sure that's not a mom lie. It's called radiation. it's a thing. All right, well, I believe some of these to this day, and no one can tell me otherwise. I think Jess's mom made it very clear she believes
wait
some of
listen
these-
to this eating too much bread would cause yeast infection. I believed her until culinary school.
That's the best one I've ever heard.
10
out of 10, honey.
My water slides amusement parks are only open one day a week. Like, that's something like.
Those are things that we as parents do for survival skills. Like, oh, yeah. I'm sorry, you're only allowed to eat McDonald's once a week. You can't eat it 3 times a week or you'll get arrested. Stuff like that is like stuff that we use to keep our kids. I support it.
She told me I would know the moment. She told me she would know the moment I lost my virginity, and I believed her. Imagine just thinking about
fear.
It. Yeah, you're losing your virginity, and all you're thinking about in
I
that
gotta walk
is
through
your
the
mom.
Door, and she's gonna smell it on me. She's gonna fucking know.
Oh my God. Oh, meanwhile, Joanne's. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Mom's texting me her mom lies. Coffee stunts your growth.
Yup.
I've heard that one all the time.
Wait, but didn't your mom, as an Italian, didn't your parents give you coffee all the time as kids?
Yeah, but she always
used
that.
We drank coffee all the time as kids. Coffee and wine. Like, it was nothing.
It was nothing. Yeah.
All the time. Like, and my parents would put, like, creamer in it and, like, graham crackers in the coffee. And we'd eat it like that, too.
Yeah. The beauty of being Italian.
Drinking coffee. I thought I was like, wait, what do you mean? Like, kids.
They won't give you sugar, but they'll
give
you caffeine.
They won't give you coffee, but they'll give you, yeah. They'll give you espresso. But no sugar.
I mean, the amount of things, yeah. People that are afraid of putting the lights on in the car to this day and believe that it's actually
so
true.
Many, yeah.
And I just want to give a real quick follow up to Denny.
Gum.
Denny said, Even though it's a common misconception, officers will usually appreciate it if you turn the car off and put the dome light on if you get pulled over.
Okay.
Yo.
Hey, so when you pull me over, I should turn the car off and put the light on in the car?
Yes.
Why?
The light thing is not. Because it's all about officer safety.
Oh, how come you never taught me this? The amount of people that believe
mom lies.
The lie that if you keep the car, the light on in the car, you will get pulled over, you'll get a ticket, you'll get arrested.
Yeah, I know.
It's fucking crazy.
It's because everybody's mom was like,
big fat liars.
Stop looking at yourself in the mirror.
Oh, I can't. Denny, I'm so excited for the mom lies. All right, bye.
Well, it just shows you, I think, how powerful mom lies are.
Tracy, you took the fucking words out of my mouth. Moms, the power of moms. The fact that for generations, moms have lied, and now the lies, there's some truth to it.
You know what's so funny? We don't get mad at the moms for lying. We just continue with those lies to our kids. It's like a very vicious circle. I'm never like, Mom, why did you ever tell me that? No, instead, I'm like, remember what Gigi told you? It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You pass the lie down
we
to your kids.
Yeah, passing lies down.
It's a rite of passage, though. You know, I do think, like, you finally become a mom, and now you're like, wow, I was a shithead, my kid's a shithead, and I'm going to use the same techniques that kept me in line.
Yep.
And to keep my baby in line.
Yes.
I fucking love mom lies.
Love the mom lies.
Mom lies. You guys, some of you guys are real fucked though. You need to.
Over and out, bitches. Mom lies forever.
You need to get yourselves checked because you're still scared as an adult.
Stop telling kids that if they don't shit, it's going to come out their mouth. Thank you. Have a great day.
Goodbye. On that note, see you never Tuesday.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Hey, baddies, it's Alan here. I really just want to say a big thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything that's happened over the past 2 weeks. Your support has been so wonderfully felt and appreciated. I don't know how I got this lucky to have such a supportive community around me, and I appreciate it. My mom and my dad really appreciate it. When I told them about the donations that were coming through, it lit them up in a way that I didn't feel like they could have at the moment. And when they heard about the numbers it was hitting, it really set them in a good place because they were worried about what was going to happen with the funds going on with Corey's funeral after the insurance and what was left to pay off. And it made a burden go away for them. And I will be forever grateful for everything all of you have done to make that happen. This has been a really tough time for us, and we will talk about it more on that episode that's going to be about death and grief that's going to come a little bit later once I've had time to really process things. But again, thank you so much for everything you've done, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.